All right, we are going to start with Dave Meyer with the Chicago chapter report.
Okay, the Chicago chapter, we keep moving along. Outreach, we've done a number of things with outreach again this year. Within the past year, we have presented at health fairs at Wright Community College twice, and also at Harold Washington College. I anticipate we'll probably be involved in another health fair at that same institution. We also had several individuals observe and testify at the Department of Justice hearings and at the Access Board hearings held last year to comment on transportation issues and also on web accessibility. We, since the membership drive that took place in March, we've been putting an extra push on to try to get more people to meetings, to try to keep people interested, and also to try to get new people involved. We set a goal for ourselves to increase our membership by 20%. We're on the way to that goal. We've gotten about 12 new members since then and have a couple that look to be very, very active, one of which is in this room. Newsline, we've continued to do outreach at agencies for the blind. We presented at the Guild Technology Fair, as well as the Chicago Lighthouse for People Who Are Blind and Blind Service Association. Fundraising, I want to have a hand for Ken Staley. Ken has continued to set a very high bar that we all should really try to obtain. Let me just say this about Ken. If we all did what Ken did, we wouldn't have a need to talk about fundraising. But we do continue to have projects. Our candy sale this spring was actually much more successful than in the past, having done 2.5 times the business that we did in the fall. Let us just say that our meetings are at the second Saturday of the month generally, Exchequer Pub, 226 South Wabash in Chicago. Be there or be square. Thank you.
All right, Liz is next. Only because her computer's dying, not because she really gets priority.
Yeah, right.
Or Allie. Allie, you're next.
Yeah, yeah.
Allison's presenting for Four Rivers.
So I'm just reading you the email that Annette sent me, because I haven't actually been to a Four Rivers meeting, so. The chapter has held regular monthly meetings at the Belleville Public Library for the second Saturday of each month. Four Rivers members participated in Washington seminar as well as national convention. Membership has remained stable at 12. Oh, shoot.
Did you die?
Yep. but I know the other thing, I know it said that they're doing a senior fair November 1st. I could go plug in and come back if you want me to.
Nope.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay. All right, if you need more information on Four Rivers, please contact Annette Grove. I'm still looking for Ms. Botner up here.
Right here.
All right, I will let you go next then, and then Bill's after you. Go.
Yes, I am IABS, okay? We just had our annual business meeting. Fundraising, we have raffle tickets and travel kits. Membership, we have monthly conference calls, usually the first or second Sunday of each month. We will be in touch with that. I don't know what else to add. We are fantastic. Come support us. We take bribes. We take bribes in the form of cookies. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to put Bill on, and I need to know if I have Lois or
yes.
Bob. So, okay,
yes.
Good. So Bill and then Lois.
Thank you. This the Ferris Wheel chapter actually started out in Jacksonville, but has moved its meeting place, its primary meeting place, to Springfield. We meet at the first on the first Saturday of the month in at Lincoln Library, which is at 7th and Capitol. Yeah, it's a public library. The public library at 7th and Capitol. You know, there's has been a year of transition, and yours truly has actually spent most of this past year in Chicago training as part of the Business Enterprise Program. Nevertheless, you know, we've had an active chapter. We've had programs dealing with technology. We have a new member, Doug Lies, who I actually met at ICRE, and when he came back to Springfield, he and his sister have continued as members. Many of us are involved on the state and national level. Charlene is involved in Charlene Elder is involved in the public relations. Carolyn Nelson is involved with the newsletter editing and with you know, public relations as well. She did such a wonderful job in promoting last year's convention in Springfield. Now that I'm back in Springfield, look for better things from this chapter. I've got good people to work with, and Roberta's really jumped in too. I have to give her credit for the many things that she's done to help and be involved in this chapter. Thank you.
And last but not least, Blackhawk.
Blackhawk chapter. I'm going to start out with fundraising because I like money. Our two major fundraisers of the year was Yonkers and Birdies for Charity. Where is the mic?
Right in front of you.
Well, how come I'm not? Okay, there we go. Fundraisers. Our two major fundraisers are Yonkers and Birdies for Charity, and that's what funds our chapter. And I'm just going throughout the year what we did, and then we get our income in November. And then in December, we hold a Christmas party. This is a lot of fun for the Blackhawk chapter, and we have a silent auction and a program and a dinner and entertainment, and the chapter pays for half of it, and all the members, they pay for the other half, and then everyone walks away with the door prize. In February, we had two people from the chapter that attended the Washington seminar, and then we also followed up with our congressman. We had people that attended the seminars in March and April. And in April, the chapter set up a table at the Health and Wellness Fair at Western Illinois University campus here in Moline. In May, we held our annual luncheon downstairs in the room across from Bennigan's. That's a lot of fun. We do that. That's an annual event. And we also participated in the Senior and Low Vision Fair at the Expo Center in downtown Moline. And we set up a table there, and there were over 500 people who came through the door, so we got a lot of exposure there. In June, we held a picnic at the Gardeners out in beautiful Hampton along the mighty Mississippi, and we had the picnic, and we had travel and mobility skills, and we learned how to play string ball. In July, we had people attend the national convention. We held the swim and pizza party, and we also had an outing for the chapter that was called, we called it the Loop, and we went around. It's an evening event on the weekends, and you go around the Quad Cities on the bus, and we had we met up with a journalist from the newspaper and got exposure for the Blackhawk chapter and the upcoming the upcoming meet and greet here in August and the upcoming convention. And we have been focusing a lot on the membership drive, and which. My time is up?
wrap her up.
Oh, I am, real quick. We held the membership thing here in August, and we printed out the, what are those things called? The pamphlets. Pamphlets. We distributed them to senior high-rises and all around the Quad Cities area. We braille out menus for local restaurants. We had the ABLE group, the LIFE group participated in the Readers Are Leaders. And what is this? The Readers Are Leaders. And we provide braille instruction and mobility for those people who are interested. Our chapter meets the second Saturday of each month, which we are meeting next Saturday, 637 17th Avenue in East Moline. And this membership drive that we have been working on so hard throughout the summer and the spring, it really showed that in September we had 5 new people walk through the door, and out of those 5, 4 signed up. So it does work.
It does work. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Liz Botner, did you find your phone?
Yes.
All right. Leslie and I have now connected. You know, you do that dance, where are you? Don't know where you are kind of thing. So she's here, and she's going to give the last report, which is for at-large. Leslie?
This year for at-large, we've been focusing primarily on membership. So we have been conducting a huge membership drive. One thing we've been doing is calling all the people on the white cane lists and inviting them to call into our meetings. Bill Reif helped to compose an informational flyer about At Large that was put on the Ferris wheel on the NFBI website by Byron Lee and distributed to a low vision conference in Springfield. It was also sent to one of the people, Joe Lanier from ISVI, to be posted on the ISVI alumni listserv and on their Facebook page. I do not know if this has been completed yet, but I will be looking at following up with him. And our meetings are on the first Sunday of every month via teleconference, 7 p.m. The number is 218-936-1200. Code 6324, which stands for NFBI, and anybody is welcome. So our next meeting is November 6, 2011. Thank you very much.
And please, we're call gonna say, in.
That guy's 30 years too late. Get that guy out of here. Imagine two of them walking in hand in hand.
We get calls with almost 20 people on them sometimes.